Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcy Ann. Please come in. You are very welcome here. We have prepared this sacred space just for you. You are the only one who matters right now. And we have all gathered together here tonight to celebrate. And we are celebrating you. We are celebrating who you are, and you are loved, you are cherished, you are revered, you are really important, and you're very, very necessary, because we could not do without you. So please come in and sit down. And be very comfortable. There is nothing about you that is wrong. And there is nothing about you that is undesirable. There is no part of you that is ugly. And there's nothing about you that can be rejected. Because everything about you is the way it is. Because that's what you are right now. And you are accepted, totally accepted. And your presence here tonight is received with great gladness. Thank you for coming. We are learning who we really are. And we're coming together to support each other as we learn about who we really are. Sometimes we're afraid to be who we really are, but here you can just be who you really are. And you can feel what you want to feel, and you can say what you want to say, and be who you really are. And if there's anything you feel about yourself that's not in line with you being who you really are, then just let that go right now. Let any outward false representations of yourself just go right now. And just relax. And settle into being who you really are. And if you have questions about who you really are, just take a moment right now and just take those crystal steps down into your heart. Because written within your heart is the history of your entire stream of consciousness from before the beginning. These histories are written down in the various rooms in your heart, and you can go into any of these rooms at any time and read the writings. Just turn the crystal doorknob on that crystal door that leads into your heart, and then you can just choose the room you wish to go into, and you can do this at any time. I'll just give you a moment right now to do that if you wish. You would want to go into the room that says, "Who I really am." Tonight we're going to look at the steps to manifesting whatever you need or want in your life. And last week we heard from Hercules, the Elohim of the first ray, who shared with us that in order to make a change in our life, we start by making the decision to make the change. And Hercules told us that all of us know what we need to do. What we need to do to make any change is also written on the walls of our heart in the room called today. We all need to know. We all know what we need to do. So just take a moment now to look at that. The process of change is so big, and it contains so many different types of experiences and places to go where we've never been before, and new situations where we might feel fearful or perhaps unequipped to handle what might happen. So sometimes we just sit idly by in our current situation, and we don't make any changes because what we know is more comfortable than going into unknown territory. So tonight we're going to hear from Cassiopeia, who is the Elohim of the second ray. And he is going to share with us how to make the first step of the process of change more clear to us. And Cassiopeia says, I will cast the golden beam of my wisdom into your current situation to help you to perceive the glory that our beloved Creator has willed for you. And I invite you to look outside of yourself and see the glory of the earth that our beloved Creator has willed for your existence. Behold the purple mountain majesties, the golden waves of grain, the shining rivers and seas, the bountiful lakes and the deep and powerful oceans, the tiny blade of green grass, the strong tree, the precious rose, the eagle soaring in the air, and hear the wind in the bamboo, and the buzzing of the bees, and the ducks quacking, and the frogs croaking, and a dog's bark, and a kitten's meow. And feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. And as your faithful sun shines upon you, feel that unconditional and eternal love of the beloved Creator for you. For as He has willed the beautiful earth for you, He also has a glory to be manifested through you. And now take that love into your heart and unite it with the God's spark that beats your heart, because these two loves are one. The love of the Creator as it beats your heart, and the love of the Creator as it beats the heart of the earth. This love is the power of everything. Without this love, everything would fall apart. And if sometimes you look at what is going on and you don't think that anybody really cares or that there is no real love on this planet, know and know this with your whole being. All there is love. For without love, there is nothing. And you can be a part of this love and only transmit and receive love for yourself by refusing to engage in anything that is not of love. If it doesn't feel like love, it isn't love. And you know when you're being loved and when you're not being loved. And when you're not being loved, stop that part of your life. Move away from it. Quit. Disengage your life stream of energy from any source that is not loving you or where you cannot transmit and receive love. Do this now. I shine my golden light of wisdom on you this night to show you all areas of your life where there is no love. And this night, determine to unite with that God spark that is beating your heart and to determine to be true to loving yourself. And the strength of this love will then move out into your outer world. And my golden light of wisdom will continue to illuminate and empower you. Each time you turn your attention again to your source, and even with the most feeble beam of your attention, connect with your source, because this brings a response of an even greater and greater outpouring of divine love and light into your life from our beloved Creator. Your attention serves as a magnet to draw forth from the octaves of perfection everything that is needed for your total happiness. There are certain spiritual beings who are assigned just to you, who will use the transforming sacred fire to illumine and refine your desire so that it perfectly coincides with the perfect will of the Creator for your life. And I will oversee this process until you perceive what your God parents, the seven Elohim of creation, of which I am one, had designed and wanted to have you have here on earth for your highest and best good and for the highest and best good of everyone else here on earth, because you are all connected and what happens to one person affects everyone else. And after you have made the decision to make a change and you have put this decision within the secret chamber of your own heart, next you will receive a divine idea with directions on how to manifest it. And that portion of the God plan which your own Holy Christ Self would have you formalize and externalize. Therefore, the first activity after making the decision to do is to become still. Let your mind be still. The perfect divine idea will be birthed within your Holy Christ Self. The perfect divine idea that is the key to your participation here on earth that will use your divine gifts and specific talents. The perfect divine idea that will be empowered by your unique and individualized expression. Only you can do it. Only you can do it perfectly for God. And you will begin to know how you can best contribute the energy, the momentums, and the strength of your own particular ray of light Yes, you are a ray of light too, just like I am. You are made in our image, and you will see how your divine idea will perfectly work within the collective, as all the other light rays also bring the energy, momentum, and strength of their own particular ray of light and combine theirs with yours. Beloved one, the mental energies generated by your heart brain create a magnetic field. And through the power of your attention, you enlarge and empower the divine idea that is specifically and sacredly your divine idea. Fear not, little ray of light. The entire cosmos is united with your ray. Your ray is important to us, and we will amplify the stream of light that you are also. You are not alone. You are one of the many. Let your light shine, and we will shine our light with you as you hold the pattern of your divine idea in your mind until your own feelings and your own physical energies and your good common sense are so united with the consecutive rhythm of your internal decree of your will to externalize the divine idea and hold the form of your divine idea in your mental body clear enough and long enough for your feelings to begin to breathe life and love and enthusiasm into it. And through the pressure of your expanded light combined with our light, the divine idea will externalize into the world of form as a manifested substance. Now let me just give you an example from your life on Earth to help you understand more how this works. As you've seen the great farms where the farmer has plowed the fields and prepared the soil to receive the seed, and when the seed is planted, it can take root and begin to grow. But if the field is not plowed and it's all full of weeds, the seed falls on dry, hard ground, and it's overcome by the weeds and does not have a place to begin to grow. And this is how it is sometimes, the way we see your mental bodies. They are full of concerns and problems and fears and self-doubts. These are the weeds that choke out the divine ideas that we're bringing to you all the time. So now let us just begin to plow the field of your mental body. Let spirit water your field right now. Feel the warm rain begin to water your dry field, causing the hard stones of disappointment and despair to begin to melt, because the warmth of the love of our beloved Creator can chemically melt those stones and release that negative energy and connect it to the positive divine idea that is being given to you. Now take the energy stream of my golden light of wisdom to begin to plow your field. My golden light whirls and swirls and oscillates and rotates and mixes and combines and radiates and infiltrates and refines and melds. Feel this action of my golden light of wisdom, perception, and clarification now in your field, plowing up your field, whirling and swirling, oscillating and rotating and mixing. cleansing and combining and radiating and infiltrating your field of energy. Let this action act. It is perfect. It never destroys. It only creates. You can trust my golden light of wisdom. It is energized by the love of our beloved Creator for you, because you are an eternal and important part of what the Creator wants to do, not only just for you, but for all of the creation. And without you, part of the creation is not fulfilled. So as my golden light whirls and swirls, those things that are clogging your energy field will be revealed to you. And one by one, you can begin to release and cut them free. Just begin to use the sword of Archangel Michael's blue flame and cut away all of the weeds and the debris. Cut through. Cut away. Throw them in the shining lake of God's refining and transforming fire so that the energy can be returned to you for receiving your divine idea. Lord Michael, Lord Michael, I call unto thee. Wield your sword of blue flame and now set them free. Blaze God power protection into her soul. Blaze God power protection into his soul. Thy banner of faith above them unfurled, transcendent blue lightning, now cut through their field. They are by thy blue flame now set free. Blaze thy blue flame, blaze thy blue flame, blaze thy blue flame. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And now I, Cassiopeia, will shine my golden light on your field. It is now plowed and ready to receive the divine idea. Receive your divine idea. Let your human self just rest, completely rest now within the threefold flame of your heart, love, wisdom, and power. Your holy Christ self through the threefold flame in your heart will now plant the divine idea. Be open, be receptive, and receive the pure, consecrated, and concentrated divine idea. Your heart mind receives through your attention and through all the activities of your senses. Everything your attention connects with, good or otherwise, draws back into the heart mind a picture and forms it in your mind. If it is discord and you see it and hear it or feel it, you draw that into the activities of your sense consciousness. And that is why there are discordant human concepts in your mind. And some of these concepts are petrified there, set in stone by fear. You have received these concepts, hit and miss, from the current religions of the day, from the educational system, from parents, from history, from experiences, not only in this lifetime, but throughout the life stream of your soul's consciousness. And tonight, through the action of Michael's Sword of Blue Flame, you have begun to clear out your field of energy. And when you first received your heart mind from the heart of the Creator, it was so pure and beautiful. And tonight, once again, I see your heart energy in that pureness, and it is beautiful. And the divine idea has now been planted into your life stream of consciousness. And as you perceive this idea and know that it came from God, begin to nourish it now with your feelings, with your beauty, with your love, with your passion. And as you continue to purify your energy field of discordant human concepts, the divine pattern will become clearer and clearer. The purity of your original heart-mind protects the divine idea so that it is not dissolved or devoured by any impure human concept that has held you back. And the more you're able to perceive the design of your divine idea in its purest purity, while I am constantly shining that golden light of my wisdom upon it, then the more that you can rhythmically focus your concentration in a controlled, channeled manner. The rhythm and the uniformity of your concentration upon the divine idea will affect the speed of its manifestation. You are filling the form of the divine idea with your love and your desire and your passion. And this is what will draw the substance of universal energies into the form and draw it down out of the etheric realms into the third dimensional realm where it can be manifested. And as you are filling the form of your idea with your love and your desire and your passion, push aside any other forms of energies that might try to get into the form. And use Archangel Michael's Sword of Blue Flame to cut any negative fears or doubts about the divine idea away from you. And hold your concentration in the purity of your heart-mind with joy and excitement. And let the bliss of your heart energy fill you with the bubbles of joy and excitement. And then transfer the form of the divine idea. Your holy Christ self has access to all of the kingdom of heaven, all of the seven spheres of the creation. And your divine idea will manifest within the perfection of those seven spheres according to your particular part. Overall divine plan of the beloved creator for all of the creation. And all of the creation is waiting for the manifestation of your divine idea. Everyone is up on tiptoe to try to be the first one to see the birth. And know that the beloved creator who wanted you, who desired you with his whole heart, that God spark who beats your heart, who can't live without you, and who has sustained you for all the ages of your soul's consciousness and gives you the breath of life that you breathe this very moment, this beloved creator of all things, source energy, is so thrilled that you desire to co-create with the Elohim and with Jesus and with the other cosmic controllers and counselors. Just know, everyone is rooting for you. And just also know that you will be receiving flashes of inspiration during periods of meditation and attention. And you may accept these flashes of inspiration with peace. Enjoying them, knowing that they are coming from the divine pattern. And as you receive these great promptings and you begin to be confident with what comes with your first conscious precipitation of substance into the tangible manifested form, direct from the universal source, that you can begin to now go right ahead into greater and greater experimentation with the power of your Holy Christ Self to create all forms into your life, letting your feelings give life in your etheric and physical body to channel it into the world of expression. And again, I, Cassiopeia, say, I am the golden flame of illumination which reveals truth to you. My flame arises within your heart, mind, and out into your outer consciousness, clearing away forever the human concepts of the ages, clearing away forever all the half-truths, and expanding the golden flame of the wisdom of Creator God, truth, pure and sure, the Holy Grail. This science of creation is now in your hands and in your heart, and planted in your thoughts. You are God in the flesh, joining us in the acts of creating a universe of peace and joy and righteousness, health, wealth, and happiness for you, for all of you. And this is Marcianne saying aloha, hello, goodbye, and I love you.